GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump has told his attorney general, Pam Bondi, to unseal the grand jury testimony in his case. But the question is whether that will be enough to satisfy what many of the president's supporters have been asking for. ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House.
The attorney general says she plans to ask the court today to release this grand jury testimony, but that could take time. These transcripts are usually highly protected. And even if this request succeeds, it falls short of what Trump's critics are demanding. So the bottom line here, the president is trying to tamp down this backlash, but it's still not clear if it's going to work.
The House overnight voting in favor of pulling back about $9 billion in federal funding that had been earmarked for international aid and public broadcasting. That follows Senate passage of the same bill, which is now headed for President Trump's desk. A new medical diagnosis for the president, chronic venous insufficiency, a condition where the veins have trouble moving blood back to the heart, often causing swelling in the legs. This is ABC News.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. There's a new project underway featuring stories told by families in Wisconsin. The subject, how their lives could be impacted by cuts in the federal budget. Terry Barr has more.
It's called Storybook On the Line and focuses on firsthand accounts from people across the state.
Many of whom are not politically motivated, who don't generally step forward to share their story publicly, but feel that this bill will impact them in such a profound way.
That's Sandra Goldschein with the Campaign for a Family-Friendly Economy. She asked residents if programs like Medicaid, Head Start, and SNAP are important in Wisconsin. Goldschein shares what Julia Benker from Eau Claire told her.
She shares that Medicaid saved her life. She has been hospitalized in the past as she struggled with her own mental health. And it was Medicaid that allowed her to afford the treatment to get her on a path where she has opened her own business.
You can now read all of the stories shared through this project. We have an article with a link to the book on our network website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed this week as Rural Road Safety Awareness Week. In an executive order signed Monday, Governor Evers announced post-crash care, big league safety, as the theme for this year's Road Safety Week. The proclamation is meant to encourage residents to travel safely and to highlight the importance of having access to emergency response services in the event of a crash. The executive order also noted that about 19,000 crashes occur on the state's nearly 10,000 miles of rural highways every year. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The second half of the baseball season getting underway as the Brewers open a three-game series on the road against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester from Milwaukee against the Dodgers' Tyler Glasnow. At the start of the season, manager Pat Murphy was struggling to find starting pitchers. Now he's got Freddie Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers catcher Eric Haas.
Yeah, I was joking with Murph about that, you know, to where we were to start, or we're just looking for innings anywhere we could find them. And we had a lot of young guys come up and throw some very meaningful and really good innings for us. And getting these guys back, we kind of planned to be in the clubhouse in the first place. You know, they haven't broken stride. They've joined us, and they've done nothing but put up zeros for us. They're a big factor with why we're winning.
NBA Damian Lillard agreeing to a three-year contract to return to Portland in a deal worth $42 million. He'll be joined by Drew Holiday, who the Bucks traded away 2 years ago to bring Lillard to Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. If you happen to have the day off, you picked a good one. Plenty of sunshine today. Nice and comfortable highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms possible later after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. Scattered showers and storms on Saturday, highs in the upper 70s. Current temperature, 61 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Will you accept the challenge to go plastic-free for the rest of the month? It's more important than ever, and we have ideas. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. Recycling rules and the cheat sheets you need to make a difference. The next new Wisco Weekend, Saturday morning at 8, Sunday at 11.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Good morning and welcome, welcome to Matt and Air on Air. We are live here in Hayward, Wisconsin, coming to you live from the lot. We are broadcasting, as I said, live until 11 o'clock this morning. We got Calvin back at Radio Park running the board. You can always join us. You can call or text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our third and final day on the road with Todd Alba.
Oh yeah.
Little sad,
you know, but it's been a wonderful, wonderful. We have seen just so much, as they say in a movie once, the gorgeousity of Wisconsin.
I believe that's the official term. Yes, the gorgeousity. We're going to talk a little bit towards the end of the show about all the things we've seen on our road trip here through Wisconsin. We stopped first in Oshkosh, and then we broadcast yesterday from Park Falls, and today we are in Hayward.
We were in Butternut yesterday.
We broadcast from Park Falls.
Oh.
We stayed in Butternut. It's confusing. Or am I wrong, Todd Alba? The other way around.
You see, here's the thing, folks, is I knew I was right, but I am so Wisconsin, I'm like, you know what, I'll just let it go.
Just let her take it. Yeah. Just let her say she's right. Okay. we're going to get to Dan Schaefer, our political editor, just a moment. And, of course, he is the creator of the Recombobulation Area. But it is Free Ticket Friday, my friends.
Yes.
So here's what we need you to do. Grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word park, P-A-R-K. The word to text in right now via the Civic Media app is park, P-A-R-K. You have until 11 o'clock, and then you're in the running for a four-pack of really nice club-level seats to see the Brewers when they host Chicago on Monday, July 28th. So right now, grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word PARK, P-A-R-K, and you have until 11 o'clock. There will be another word for you during Tom Hartman from 11 to 2. And then Todd Alba here going to be broadcasting as well from the lot here in Hayward. Todd will have a new word for you from 2 to 4. And then Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. Free Ticket Fridays, baby. It's underway. Text in the word PARK, P-A-R-K, and good luck. As we said, Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor, is here. Good morning, Mr. Schaefer. How goes it?
Good morning, Jane. Good morning, Greg. So wonderful to join you here. I've been having such a good time following your travels this week.
Have you? It's been such a great trip, Dan. It really has. We have met the nicest people. Seriously, everyone has been nothing but accommodating and delightful. And our colleagues in Park Falls, we went out on a pontoon boat ride last night. That was great. They actually gave the keys to Todd. So you're
all here to live and tell about it. That's the real tonight. Success there.
They gave him the keys for tonight. So because we had the real adults were driving last night. So tonight we're going to take it out tonight with Todd. Maybe we won't be back on Monday. We don't know.
I was going to say Civic Media has its own pontoon boat now.
Yeah, we'll just not bring. We'll just take it with us. I think that's our plan. There's all kinds of things going on, Dan Schaefer, in Wisconsin. Where would you like to begin?
Well, let's start with the swirling news surrounding the governor right now.
There's some buzz going on there.
There's a little bit of buzz when it comes to the governor's decision. There have been reports. There have been responses there on social media. There have been all sorts of different things. But I think that certainly is if we always spend time in these end of the week segments on Friday to recombobulate on the news of the week and politics in Wisconsin. The news of the week of the politics in Wisconsin is that Tony Evers is going to make a decision, but we just don't know what it is. He's going to make a decision one way or another about what he's going to do for his third term. You all know where I stand in this. I wrote an opinion column a little over a month ago at the Recombobulation Area, making the argument that Tony Evers should not seek a third term, that he should take this moment to pass the torch to the next generation of leaders. I still don't really know which direction this is going to go. I think it seems a little bit more likely now that he would not run for a third term. But again, this is all, really speculation. But I do expect there to be some kind of a decision coming in the not too distant future. Perhaps that would be next week now. But then again, this is all, there's been the rumor mill on what's happening with Evers this week has been really off the charts. And so I don't know, how much I would be comfortable saying on the radio here or certainly nothing I can report at the Recombobulation Area or anything like that. But there's a lot of people talking and a lot of speculation. And that's certainly the topic du jour for politics in Wisconsin. That's for sure.
A lot of people are saying things about people.
Yeah, sorry for this extraordinarily vague update for what, but I think that's just we're capturing where things are right now with this.
Part of the conversation, but the question I would ask is, in your travels now with regard to your article, have you had any conversations with people that I don't want to ask if you talked to anyone within the administration, but since that article came out, there have been conversations about it. And also the other part of that question is, when we started talking about the state budget being passed, I made a mention, is this something he can run his third term on? But in that week since, and we just covered it last week as well, not everyone is happy about the budget on both sides of the aisle. Democrats and Republicans aren't thrilled with it. And I'm wondering, actually, could that budget compromise hurt a third term run because he didn't get everything they were looking for, especially K-12 teachers.
I was going to say on the education side, yeah.
Yeah, I know you've talked to some folks on the show that are not exactly thrilled with all aspects of the budget. So is this one for him to run on? But then again, I do think voters at large do really like bipartisanship and like compromise and like the ability to get things done. And that is, a message that Evers could run on too. As a more moderate governor, I think he said as much, in a recent interview, saying that he's more of a moderate. And I think, that has largely reflected in his two terms as governor in Wisconsin. And I think, there are a lot of voters in Wisconsin who do respond to that. And you go around the state and I'm curious, you're talking to people around the state. People want to see their leaders get things done too. So I do think that would be the angle that he would take if he were to run for a third term, if he were to run, on that budget to say, hey, it was more important to me to get things done than to, please one side of the aisle or the other. Right. So I think that's part of it, too.
I think you make a good point, Dan, in that I think the one thing most Wisconsinites can agree on is they want things to get accomplished instead of just going back to the same spot. And it's like, well, we can't reach a deal, so everybody walks away. People are tired of that. People are tired of the inaction and the delays and the delays and the delays to, again, going back to the money that we're waiting to have released for the PFAS and all of that stuff. There's frustration there.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, the State Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim was on Rational Revolution last weekend. And I thought she had some really interesting comments on the budget. And the one, you know, kind of one line quote that I really took away from it, she said, I hope this is the last crappy budget that we have to sign. And you know, she voted for the budget. She was one of those five Democratic state senators who voted in favor of the budget and was excited about, you know, the wins that they got for local funding, for UW system, for special education, for childcare, but was recognizing that this is not the budget that really reflects the will of the people in Wisconsin. And so, you know, as the state Senate in particular really eyes flipping the chamber for 2026, the possibility of a Democratic trifecta in Wisconsin for the first time in more than 15 years, you know, maybe this is just a glimpse of what's ahead. And then you run on, hey, we're going to give you the full picture in 2026 if we have full control.
If you're just joining us, Dan Schaefer is here. He is Civic Media's political editor and also the founder of the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Area. We are talking about all the speculations swirling around Governor Evers and whether or not he will decide to run for a third term. Of course, I thought about this when you were talking about we don't know when the announcement will come. It's Friday. We know what happens frequently on Fridays. There's a late afternoon news dump. So I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but it's a possibility.
It's a possibility. As a journalist and who's worked in Wisconsin for the better part of the last 15 years here, that Friday afternoon, you just tighten up a little bit because you know news. They're waiting to drop that news on you right at 4:30 in the afternoon. Yep. You know, to mess with your weekend and try to bury that. You know,
I mean, we're used to walking out of the studio at 11 o'clock.
11:04. 11:04. News.
Huge breaking news. We can't even talk about. We're like, well, thanks.
Why don't they make those announcements to coincide with our needs?
I think Jane Mattinier always says what I'm thinking, honestly.
Insensitive of them.
Agreed.
There is an opinion column in the Wisconsin Examiner from Ruth Conniff where you are actually referenced, Dan, and she just talks about the money that Governor Evers has raised. According to this article, so far this year, he's raised about $757,000 with $2 million in the bank, but that compares with $5 million that he raised during the same period in 2021 before he was reelected.
Yeah, when it comes to politicians, it's always better to follow the money than to take their statements at face value, right? So
right,
I think
right, yeah.
A lot of people who are trying to read the tea leaves of what's happening for the governor, we're certainly looking at that financial reporting that was required at the end of the filing period here. And yeah, you're right. A lot of people, you know, kind of ramped up speculation about what the governor's going to do based on that report because, you know, it is behind where he was. But I think at the same time, too, I think people recognize that Wisconsin, you know, the big donors, the small donors, people who get involved with these campaigns, they know that there's going to be a lot of money to be spent in Wisconsin. That's for sure. And so people are going to be lined up to be spending in these races, regardless of what the governor does. You know, the groups like the Democratic Governors Association, who has spent a whole lot in supporting him in the past as an outside group, would certainly pick that up as well. So, but again, it is the same thing. It's just like it seems like less likely now than a week ago that the governor would be running again.
But talking about fundraising, because we've mentioned this briefly, I think in the last couple of weeks, Rebecca Bradley, who is expected to run for the open spot on the Supreme Court, she hasn't raised any money either.
Literally $0.
Right.
Yeah. And so a lot of people were looking at that, just like wondering if she was going to run again. She made those comments to WisPolitics right after the spring election that she was going to run for re-election. Mm-hmm. Then there was a report from some conservative talk radio talkers that saying that maybe she's reconsidering, whatever it might be. So let's follow the money. Let's see where this is going. She raised nothing in this report. And at the same time, Chris Taylor, who is running for office, she raised a record sum, more than $580,000, beating Susan Crawford's record from the same filing period from a year ago. So if Rebecca Bradley is going to run again, she is running at a significant financial disadvantage. How do you raise $0 if you're in this kind of race? You could just have anything on your website to accept donations, and there's probably going to be somebody out there saying you should run again. I want to support you, whatever. But $0 tells me that I don't think she's running.
There's not much interest. Although, again, all she needs is one donor to swoop in and give her a couple million dollars. Not that that's ever happened before, but I'm just saying it's a, you know, it could. We're gonna continue our conversation with Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor. Don't forget, it is Free Ticket Friday. Text in the word PARK, P-A-R-K, via the Civic Media app. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide, global, even on the app. Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's ice cream month, and did you know you can celebrate at this area stop along the state's ice cream trail? Here's the scoop.
Now, in Wisconsin, we've got 49 different licensed ice cream plants that are making it. But this map focuses in on unique stops in Wisconsin. Every one of them's got a story.
That's Pam Yonke, known as the Fabulous Farm Babe. She says the current trail includes 20 locations, each one from Hayward to La Crosse, Madison, and then north to Appleton, Green Bay, and Door County, dishes out delicious, locally made ice cream.
I've been to one or two, but I'm surprised by how few I've gotten a chance to visit, and I'm a pretty big ice cream fan.
Find the trail at the website gatherwisconsin.com and add your own local favorite there, too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, coming to you live from the lot in Hayward, Wisconsin, where the World Lumberjack Championships are going on even as we speak. We were going to enter Greg Bach into the amateur log rolling contest, but unfortunately it started at 8 and ends at 11, and so he's not going to be able to enter. We pretty much thought he was going to be a shoe, and it's very disappointing. But we will soldier on. Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor, and also the creator of the recombobulation area. And just a reminder as well, Free Ticket Fridays is underway. So grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word PARK, P-A-R-K. You have until 11 o'clock to text in the word PARK, and then you're going to be in the running for a four-pack of Brewers Club-level tickets. They're really, really good seats. Mm-hmm. We've all been in them.
Oh, yeah.
And these tickets are for Monday, July 28th, when the Crew hosts Chicago. So text in the word PARK right now, P-A-R-K. You have until until 11 o'clock. I love watching the names come in and where everybody is texting from. Matt from Germantown, Jesse in Dane County. We got Don in Waukesha, Kimberly in Wauwatosa, and this makes me really happy, Logan from Hayward, who actually stopped by this morning on his way to work because he heard us on Pat Kreitlow's show and said, I had to come by and meet my civic media people. So thank you so much, Logan. It was lovely to meet you, and good luck. You can be entered into this contest, just like Logan. Just text in the word park, P-A-R-K.
Be like Logan.
There you go.
There you are. We're back with Dan Schaefer, who is Civic Media's political editor, as well as founder of the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Area. And Dan, you posted a new article about the push for congressional redistricting maps. Tell us about that story.
So I got to correct you a little bit here. I'm working on a story on redistricting about a new effort for independent redistricting for how Wisconsin draws maps. And so this is stepping back from the kind of the partisan politics of it all, and a new effort from a lot of pro-democracy groups, a lot of volunteers, a lot of people who care very passionately about fairness and democracy are starting a new effort for independent redistricting in Wisconsin. And you'll see that story online at the Recombobulation Area later today. So go subscribe. Basically, what's happening is that, you know, last year, February 19th, 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps into law. And that was a momentous day for Wisconsin. We finally were out from under one of the most egregious partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. Led to a lot of change in the makeup of the state legislature after the last election. But that was only a short-term solution. Those maps are only on the books through the rest of the decade here, and we will reach another point where there will be a redistricting process in Wisconsin after the 2030 census. And what this group is looking to do is to offer a proposal for an independent redistricting commission to oversee that process for the long term in Wisconsin and really move the decision making for who draws the maps away from the lawmakers who would run on those very maps. So it is a very compelling proposal. There has been a lot of work put into it, and they have made it so that it is not part of party politics. They are not working with Democrats on this. They are not working with Republicans. They are putting this together as, you know, a bunch of pro-democracy organizations and volunteers and trying to find the Wisconsin model of what's going to be best for redistricting in the state.
That makes perfect sense to me. And the only reason I can see why anyone would be against this is because they have a vested interest in this not changing or how this is going to change. I've always thought that people who are not involved on either side should be, we need an outside nonpartisan person to decide these lines, right? I don't know why that seems like we would never do that. Why wouldn't you do that? Again, unless you're going in with some vested interest in this.
And I think that's the caution, that's the fear that a lot of these groups are looking at. And they say, you know, gerrymandering is a bipartisan disease. It is not just Democrats, not just Republicans.
And that's true.
Obviously, in Wisconsin, Republicans gerrymandered the state more than Democrats did when they had the opportunity after they won the trifecta in 2010. But you never know. I mean, Democrats could have a trifecta in 2030, and we don't want Democrats to draw maps in their favor either. We want maps that are drawn to reflect Wisconsin. So I think that is a big part of what this effort is. It would have a number of paid commissioners who would be on this, who would determine. There would be members of Republican aligned members of this commission, Democratic aligned members of this commission, and then a group of just kind of like independent or third party aligned members of it as well. So really trying to make it so that it really reflects Wisconsin in a lot of ways, the diversity of the state, the geographic diversity, the, you know, demographic diversity, whatever way you want to look at, to truly really try to make this, they've taken expert consultants and reports and analysis to try to really hone this idea. And now what's happening now is it's being, you know, kind of coming out of the behind the scenes crafting the project type of phase to really presenting it to the public. And they want to get feedback and they want to continue to improve this before it is presented to the legislature and hopefully with bipartisan support eventually as well. So there are community hearings coming up on this, and this is going to be a really interesting effort to follow, I think.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor, the creator of the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Area. I really appreciate your time. We will check in with you next week.
Thanks so much for having me. Enjoy the rest of the trip.
We will. Thank you, buddy. Absolutely. We got news coming up next, and then we're going to talk to a Hayward business owner about life here in Hayward, Wisconsin. We are live from the lot. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Office of Violence Prevention, or OVP, in Green Bay will close after operating for only 2 years. A press release from the city said the reasoning is due to uncertain state and federal funding. This announcement comes as violence in the city has declined. The city saw peak gun violence in 2021 with 82 reported shots fired incidents. But by 2024, that number had dropped to 24, which is a 71% decrease. Homicides fell 67% between 2023 and 2024, and overdoses decreased by 63%. OVP Violence Interruption Program will end this summer, but OVP Director Andrea Cresson will remain in her role through the end of the year to assess how those initiatives can be continued elsewhere in Green Bay. One of the women who stabbed a friend nearly to death as children to please the fictional character Slender Man will be released. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
Anissa Weyer and Morgan Geyser nearly killed their friend in 2014. All three of them were 12 years old. The two responsible pleaded guilty and were found by the court to be not guilty due to mental disease or defect. Anissa Weyer, who did not stab the victim, was released from a mental hospital in 2021. She lives with her father and wears a GPS monitor. Now Morgan Geyser, the one who actually stabbed the victim, will be released as well. She's been at the Winnebago Mental Health Institute for 7 years now. She's now 22. Experts said in sworn testimony she's made progress in her mental illness. Yesterday in court, her release plan was approved by a judge, although the details were not shared publicly. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In 2009, Joaquin Phoenix acted really strange on an episode of The Late Show with David Letterman. The Gladiator actor appeared on the same stage in the same theater on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Tuesday and discussed his Letterman appearance, saying he deeply regretted it. During his previous Late Show appearance, Phoenix says he was parodying a character he was playing in a film that was about to be released at the time called I'm Still Here, a mockumentary about Phoenix leaving acting to become a hip-hop artist. Phoenix wore a dark suit and sunglasses and said little. He told Colbert he was hoping Dave would lacerate him after informing the Late Show staff that was how he was going to appear for the interview. In hindsight, it was a disaster. The Oscar-winning Phoenix called the interview and the entire experience a disaster and uncomfortable. I remember that night, and he's putting it mildly. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. If you happen to have the day off, you picked a good one. Plenty of sunshine today. Nice and comfortable highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms possible later after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. Scattered showers and storms on Saturday, highs in the upper 70s. Current temperature, 63.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. On the table. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I review the record on the conspiracy theories in Pizzagate from QAnon and MAGA and reveal Donald Trump's deep hypocrisy in this moment about pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach coming to you live from Hayward, Wisconsin. We are broadcasting from the lot, which is right in downtown Hayward. If you're in the area, we would love to meet you. Stop on by. We have fresh coffee. We have Kringle. We have lemon cake.
Loaf. Lemon
thing.
Loaf.
Yes, which is also getting big, high reviews. Stop by and see us. We are going to be here until 11 o'clock. Todd Allbaugh taking over then this afternoon from 2 until 4 o'clock. All kinds of things going on in the Hayward area. We have, obviously, the Lumberjack Championships are underway this weekend. Also starting today is the Earth Homecoming Celebration in Powwow,
yes,
which is happening at the Round Lake School, on Round Lake School Road here in Hayward. That starts today, so all kinds of things going on in the North Woods. We're very excited to be joined right now by our next guest. She is the owner of River and Rains, which, if you can see over my shoulder here, is right next to our station here in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, WBZH. Jennifer Pettit is here. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about River and Rains. What is it that you do at your shop?
Sure. So River and Rain is a wellness boutique and rock shop. Wellness to me is the complete integration of body, mind, and spirit. So I wanted to open a shop that offers products that align with each of these aspects of wellness. So at River and Rain, you'll find wellness products, natural bath and body products, skincare products that are healing, nourishing without all of the toxins.
There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of junk in things,
yeah,
like lotions and soaps that people aren't aware of.
There really is. And so we also offer a great selection of books and journals designed to empower, uplift, and inspire creativity, help you meet your goals. We have a great spiritual section that is thoughtfully curated. We carry women's clothing, earthy decor, all to complement your personal style and space. So the shop is designed to provide a relaxing shopping experience with abundant nature-inspired vibes, because I believe that nature truly helps calm and soothe our souls.
Nature is healing.
It is. So, and I think that's why so many of us choose to live here, and why that this area is such a popular tourist destination.
Sure.
There's just something about connecting with nature that enhances our overall wellness. So when you walk into River and Rain, you'll immediately feel a sense of peace, calm, and connection to the earth through the thoughtfully selected products that I choose to carry. And then we have a huge crystal section. So People love them for their stunning beauty. They truly are nature's artwork, and for the incredible energy that they emit. I personally connect with sources, tour warehouses, and hand-pick unique high-quality crystals
for
your home.
Interesting. That's really interesting.
Yeah. So they're truly beautiful, and we have so many products that will just enhance your overall wellness. It's a unique shopping experience to the area for sure, and I just encourage everyone who lives in Hayward or visits Hayward to stop on by and say hi.
Absolutely. We're going to stop by after we get off the air.
Absolutely.
And check it out, because, again, I think there are so many things in the products we put directly on our skin.
Yes.
That we don't think about all of the additives and all of the stuff that goes in it. So where do you source a lot of your stuff from that you carry, like your soaps and your lotions?
Small batch businesses. So it's, you know, not mass produced, because when you're getting high quality skincare, you know, a lot of these smaller businesses are kind of, they have less workers. They're, you know, doing it on their own. So small batch companies.
That's fantastic. What a great way to support small business in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And being here in Hayward, I mean, like what you're saying is nature is healing. Nature is part of like, it just, I mean, we're out in the lodge we're staying at is just beautiful. And there's a sense of calm. And I imagine that that's part of bringing people here to visit your shop and the area here is to get away from quote unquote all of it.
Absolutely.
Know?
Well, how long has River and Rain's been open here in Hayward?
So we're in our third summer. Yeah.
And, you are a native of Hayward.
I am. I grew up in Winter, Wisconsin, which is just 45 minutes away. But I moved here during my freshman year. And, you know, I've lived other places in my life, the cities. And something about Hayward just always draws me back.
That's wonderful.
The lakes, the sunsets, the woods, the water.
Boy, if you're looking for water, it's practically everywhere you look up here, which is one of the wonderful resources that we have.
Yeah, I'm rooted here now. I won't be leaving.
Just try and get her out of here.
That's right.
Just try. Jennifer Pettit is our guest. She is the owner of River and Rains, which is located here in downtown Hayward, right next to our studio at WBZH. When folks come into your shop, and we, one of the things we kick around all the time is when people get too into politics and too wound up, it's like, just go touch grass. Would you just go outside?
Go ground yourself.
Go ground yourself. Yes. Exactly. Because as you said, there is something inherently healing about being in nature and getting away from our computers and getting away from our phones.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's something that, you know, I live in a suburban area. I lived in cities, and that's basically been my upbringing. I've not lived in these areas ever. And coming here this week, seeing Hayward, seeing Butternut, seeing Park Falls, all these areas, and the beautiful, everything that's beautiful out here, and the people are wonderful. What do you want? And I'm speaking actually for the people in Wisconsin, because it's easy to talk about, oh, New York, LA, Chicago, but like even people from Milwaukee, Madison, what do you want them to know about these areas of Wisconsin that makes them come here, visit, spend their dollars, but also spend their time?
That is just an incredibly beautiful area, and the people here are kind and humble. We are always grateful for every dollar that the tourists, you know, bring in. It's how we survive here. And we cater. We cater to them. We cater to that. And then they're just getting to experience a true Northwoods vacation. And I think everybody needs that on their bucket list.
Well, and I think what you have is such an unusual, again, you're a very niche kind of thing, but I would think every community, everybody needs a shop like that, like yours, where it's calm. The energy is healing. There's things in there to, again, bring you some peace, bring you some inner peace.
And is there anything that right now you're, you know, anything in the store that you're really enjoying, you want people to check out, whether it's Crystal, whether it's a skincare product, something. What is the thing right now that's really getting you excited?
I love every aspect of my shop. I think that the tourists flock to the Crystals. Yeah. They love them. You have the side that just loves them for their beauty,
for
their
true
works of art from the earth. And then you have people that love them for, like, their energies that people believe they give off. So there's two aspects of the Crystal world, and that's so amazing to see. And like I said, we're not just your average rock shop. I really take a lot of time to tour warehouses, handpick them for their unique forms, the way they're cut, their high quality.
I want to go along with you.
Yeah,
and but I mean,
fun.
I would admit that must take, you could take hours going through that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Todd, did you have a question?
I've been up here a couple of times for the Birkebeiner, and so I stopped in and bought some sage.
Nice.
Is it Linwood? Is it the wood that burns, little sticks of wood?
Palo Santo.
That's it, Palo Santo, sorry. And I find it like just to go out on my deck and just burn a little bit of that with a candle after a long day, and it just really chills me out. So I find that it enhances the nature, the natural part, with a little bit of burning of sage, whatnot. Can you just tell us?
It's a great self-care ritual for
right?
sure.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Can you tell us? So what? Well, I'm curious about what led you to this? Yep. Because I think a lot of people are like, oh, I'm going to go to college. I'm going to go to tech school. I'm going to go to whatever.
Sure.
Like, how did you get into this?
I did go to college, and I was a counselor for a lot of years. So one huge part of healing yourself is taking that time for self-care. Getting to know every aspect of wellness, like I said, mind, body, soul. Going to therapy is amazing. Yes, do that. I encourage everybody to do that. But then I needed or wanted to give the area a shop to like purchase things that help you along with all these different aspects of your healing journey, because it's not
one pick.
Therapy.
It's not one
it's
piece.
Not just one piece.
Was it
of the
like
puzzle.
It wasn't? I'm not trying to. You don't have to delve into your personal life.
Yeah.
Did you have an event in your life, or was it? What did you go to a Crystal convention or some sort of wellness convention? What is it that connected you? Like, that's it. That's my thing that I want to do.
Oh, I've loved nature since I was a little girl. I've loved crystals since I was a little girl. I've loved just kind of that more holistic lifestyle since I was a little girl. So, I mean, I've just kind of always been into these things, you know, the more natural ways of life and things like that.
Well, and it sounds like a natural progression as well to take your counseling. Obviously, you're a caring person and you're concerned about people's well-being and their inner well-being, and you've kind of all wrapped it all into one little one-stop shop.
That was the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So what, like, for a person like I said, I'm not super, I bought the sage, that was awesome, and the Palo Santo, to say it again, I'm sorry.
Palo Santo.
Palo Santo. That's
what she said.
Thank you.
The
exactly.
Thing she said.
So somebody that like is might be, because we're a statewide show, maybe they don't have a River and Rain next to them, but there are similar shops. Or if they're going to visit Hayward, where does someone start? Is it just a candle? Is it a lotion? Is it like where? What would you recommend to someone who like, what is this about? And like, where do I begin?
Yeah. So, I mean, you could take small steps to change any portion of your life, right? So if you wanted to start with just a non-toxic candle, that's a good start. For people who don't really know about the crystals, I would just suggest like clear quartz. It's considered the master crystal, right? Amplifies the energy of other crystals.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Clear, it's supposed to, you know, promote positive energy, clears away negative energy, etc. But yeah, for sure.
If I buy sage, will this take care of past relationships? Can I like burn sage for like a guy I dated like 40 years ago? Oh, I'm just curious. And I'll just wave it around. I'll be in after the show. I got some old vibes.
Crystals for everyone.
I got some old vibes I need to get rid of. Jennifer Pettit is the owner of River and Rains here in Hayward. If you're in the area, stop by and check it out. Jennifer, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so
much. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Up on Mackinac, on the pretty little island in the morning fog. We bought a t-shirt, it's gonna fade away. We got Bob Marley on the radio, three little birds singing to my soul.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You've been waiting for it all year? It's finally here. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. Which, speaking of, it's Appleton's Children's Week from July 20th through the 26th. This event hosts hundreds and thousands of families throughout the city of Appleton for safe and healthy recreation, with discounted or free activities all throughout the city, like at the playground fair, a free day at the YMCA, and so much more. So go check it out by going to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. We're all seeing the smoke, but what exactly is causing all the fires in Canada? Turns out the 5,000-year-old forest stretching across the country doesn't get as much snow cover in the spring as it used to and is experiencing warmer, drier summers because of climate change, making wildfire season much more severe. Canada's boreal forest is the largest intact forest in the world. If you're in the market for new insulation, energy-efficient appliances, heating and cooling upgrades, now is definitely the time. The new mega budget signed into law earlier this month means federal incentives to help families save energy are about to go away. But Wisconsin's program still has federal funding available. Head to focusonenergy.com and click on IRA home energy rebates for more. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air and Greg Bach, live from the lot in Hayward, Wisconsin. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Don't forget, Free Ticket Fridays is underway right now. So grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word PARK, P-A-R-K. Text in the word PARK until 11 o'clock, and you're in the running for a four-pack of club-level tickets when the crew hosts Chicago on Monday, July 28th. You got until 11 o'clock, like I said, so text in the word PARK, P-A-R-K, and you are in the running for those tickets, just like Tim from Watertown and Charles in Milwaukee and Ann in Watertown and Stu in Jefferson and so many, many more. Keep them coming in. Tom Hartman will have a new word for you from 11 to 2. Todd Alba then with from 2 to 4. He will be out here in Hayward as well, right where we are here at the lot. So if you're in the area, stop by. And then Maggie Dawn will have another word for you to text in between 4 and 6 p.m. But right now, till 11, the word is PARK. We are joined by our colleague here at Civic Media with WBZH. Mark is here. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
How is it going at WBZH?
It's been a good challenge because I came from public radio that was owned by the tribe here. They had a public radio. They still have a public radio station. I was the engineer there, and I did morning shows every once in a while with them. And it's a little more laid back,
right?
And non-commercial,
right?
So when you get into a commercial radio station that's owned by a company in Madison, and they have 23 plus other stations, it's a lot to think about.
Well, it's a little more regimented. It's probably a little more, than public broadcasting.
Yep.
What's been the response like here in Hayward?
Pretty good. The only response I really see is when we do our text to win contests, and I see all these people texting.
Isn't it exciting?
It's like, oh, there's people out there. Yes.
But it's so exciting to see them coming in, and I love to see where everybody is listening.
Right.
This is how we get ideas for road trips.
Absolutely. That's how we went to Butternut. We saw it come through on the text line. We're like, there's a Butternut, Wisconsin?
And I lived here almost all my life, and I had never heard of it. That's how it kind of got on our list.
Yep, yeah. On the map. And now we're taking, because we referred to it lovingly as Jane's favorite places that she's never been to. It. Last year it was Amory.
Yeah.
This year it's Butternut. So we're going to start taking nominations for next year. Okay. And I've thrown Wanderoos on there because I just love the fact that there's a place called Wanderoos.
Well, there's not a lot of logic behind our choices.
No,
it's just like, I like how that place sounds. Let's go there.
Yeah, so it's been a pretty fun experience. Again, the station has been kind of dormant for like 10 years.
Long time.
Even the building out here that everybody knows, that's a landmark as you come into Hayward on Highway 63, that building's been there for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the past 10 years, it's been empty. Grass is growing up. It's getting overgrown. Nobody sees anybody. So they kind of thought, where are the people in the station? And that's what Civic Media did. They came in and gave it a new birth.
Yeah.
And so it's been, trying to get... Since we didn't really have an audience because there was nobody on the station.
For a decade.
It was a jukebox station, we called it. And it just kind of went on by its own with no personality. Well, now they brought on somebody with personality. And one of the things that I think people in Hayward know me for is tropical shirts. I wear tropical shirts year-round. That's all I have. If I have to go to a funeral or a wedding, I wear my tropical shirts. And I have four different colors and about five different shirts of each color. So I'm not wearing the same shirt every day.
Well, that would be ridiculous.
Yes. Well,
that would be ridiculous, Mark. Let's not be ridiculous here.
Not that anybody would notice. But so anyways, yeah, they hired somebody with character already coming in. And I already had a following from the other station that I was at, and some people followed over, but, it's been kind of fun.
That's wonderful. And I thank you, Mark, for mentioning that's kind of Civic Media's whole goal is to go into communities that have been radio deserts for a long time and properties that had been there for 40 or 50 years, and for whatever reason, the owners at that time decided not to stick with it.
Yeah.
So Civic Media is coming in and bringing back local hometown radio. It's a big part of our mission.
Yeah, and it's as I've been watching the company grow and acquire other stations, it's like, wow, in Ely, Minnesota, that station was dead. Mm-hmm. And they brought it back to life.
Right.
And it's just been amazing to see what they've been doing with their mission.
But that is wonderful, and something we've learned down the road here talking to the folks in Oshkosh, Butternut, Hayward, Park Falls, is that while Civic Media is a network company, we cannot do it without the local people, the local coverage, the local businesses.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this past few months, it's been Butternut. Oh, Butternut sounds so nice. But now we meet people in Butternut. We meet business owners and people who work in the diner, and we know about them, and we know how important these stations are to them to get the information they need. So talking to you, talking to Darla, Big G, talking to Kelly at the Fanatical Fish Gallery, that is what makes Civic Media march forward, is that, you know, network overall thing, but the local coverage is how we do what we're doing. And without you, it's impossible.
It is impossible.
Yeah. And that's what I was all about when I was at the public radio station. I interviewed all of the local government officials, civic leaders, nonprofits, and I already had that group of people in my, you know, on my phone and ready to call. And then when I came to Civic Media, I thought, I just got to restart and bring
easy
them
fit.
Over here.
Yeah, you know? Easy fit. That's fantastic. Mark Lundeen with WBZH here in Hayward, Wisconsin. Thank you so much, Mark. Really appreciate
it. You bet.
We got news coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air, texting the word park.
That's
A-R-K.
Right.
Coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be back.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House passing the bill, pulling back $9 billion in federal funding that had already been allocated for international health and for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The House also set to sign the Genius Act, a measure designed to make stable coins, a kind of crypto, less volatile. ABC's Jay O'Brien in Washington on some questions around it.
Some Democrats expressing ethics concerns, noting that a firm with ties to the Trump family recently launched its own stable coin this spring and could benefit from the currency being more widely used. Now, the White House disputes any conflicts of interest, pointing to the fact that the president's assets are in a trust, not a hands-off blind trust, but one managed by his children.
President Trump ordering his attorney general to unseal the grand jury testimony in the Jeffrey Epstein case. White House insisting the president's okay after being diagnosed with a chronic condition affecting the veins in his legs that's common among older people. This is ABC News.